Jude is the book of false teachers. It has been called one of the most solemn books in all of the Bible. A powerful fragment. Sharp, severe, a vigorous little epistle. The Acts of the Apostates. A difficult and neglected letter. Let us look at this one chapter book, beginning with who is the author. The author says that he is Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. Although some of the Old Testament prophets do this, no other New Testament writer identifies himself by his family connection. That relationship limits the possibility to two different men. If his name is Jude, the first possibility is he is Jude, said to be not Iscariot, one of the apostles. The second possibility is Jude, the half-brother of our Lord. In Jude verse 17, the author distinguishes himself from the apostles. Therefore, the author must be Jude, the half-brother of the Lord. Two of the half-brothers of the Lord then wrote scripture, James and Jude. Both called themselves his slave. Jude adds that he is also the brother of James, not Jesus. All of which is to say that this is the earmark of a very humble man. Who are the recipients of this little letter? 2 Peter and Jude are similar, which is not coincidental. 2 Peter was written first. It predicts the coming of false teachers, while Jude records the fulfillment of Peter's prophecy. Thus, while some say that Peter quotes Jude, it was Jude who used 2 Peter. Jude quotes 2 Peter 3:3 in verse 18 and acknowledges that it is a quote from the apostles. Therefore, Jude could not have been written before 64 AD, the year Peter wrote his second epistle. It is likely that some years passed between the prediction of 2 Peter and its fulfillment in Jude. Therefore, I would conclude that Jude was probably written somewhere around 75 AD. Jude addresses believers in general. Nevertheless, he has a specific group in mind. They were being troubled by ungodly men who were infiltrators into their love feast. These men are called false teachers. These false teachers were libertarians. James calls them dreamers, which suggests the possibility that they claim to have prophetic visions. He leaves no doubt that these false teachers were ungodly men who were headed for judgment. What is the subject of Jude? The subject of Jude can be simply stated. The subject of Jude is false teachers. What is the structure? How does Jude develop the subject of false teachers? The literary structure of Jude is basically that of an ancient letter. It begins with a salutation and ends with a benediction. It does not have the customary thanksgiving prayer and personal greetings. The body of the book is divided into two parts, each beginning with a reference to the Old Testament. Each of the Old Testament sections is applied to the infiltrators. An outline of the entire book as a whole would look like this. There is a salutation in the first two verses, a prologue in verses 3 and 4, the body of the book in verses 5 to 23, concluding with a doxology in verses 24 and 25. If I were going to focus on the body of the book and outline it, I would suggest a simple outline is like this. First of all, Jude tells us that sinners will be judged in verses 5 to 10. Sinners in the Old Testament were judged, and likewise, these sinners will be judged. The second part of the body of the book is that false teachers will be judged. That covers verses 11 through 23. In that section, Jude dives into details concerning these deceivers. So the subject of the book is false teachers, and Jude is simply telling us that they will be judged. He starts out saying that all sinners will be judged, and then he narrows that to these people who have infiltrated the assembly, teaching things they ought not. So, the subject is false teachers, and the structure is sinners will be judged, and then false teachers specifically will be judged. What is the purpose of this little letter? One of the purposes of Jude is to remind believers that God will judge the ungodly. Jude is not writing about something new. In verse 5, he says, quote, "But I want to remind you," end of quote. He goes on to talk about the fact that God judges sinners. Even though the recipients of Jude's letter knew that these types of people would come, some nevertheless had slipped into their love feast unnoticed. Another purpose of Jude is to exhort believers to contend for the faith. He wanted them to contend for the faith and says so in verse 3. The Greek word translated contend means to contend for a prize, fight, struggle, strive. To sum up this book, Jude wrote to believers to remind them that God will judge the ungodly and to exhort them to contend for the faith. Before we leave this little letter, let me answer one other question. How do believers contend for the faith? Most of Jude deals with ungodly infiltrators into the love feast of believers. But toward the end of the book, he begins to speak directly to the original readers. Since he begins by saying that he's writing to exhort them to contend for the faith, his exhortations must be exhortations for how to do that. So what are these exhortations? How do you contend for the faith? There are several exhortations at the end of this book. The first is, remember. Remember, mockers will come living ungodly lives. The second is to remain. At the end of the book, Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. Verses 20 and 21 consist of one great command. Keep yourself in the love of God. And three participles, building, praying, looking. The way to keep yourself in the love of God is by building yourself up in the faith, praying, and looking for the coming of the Lord. The third exhortation is to rescue others. While you are keeping yourself in the love of God, you are to rescue others. While some take these verses to be referring to unsafe people, they're actually to believers. The majority of the Greek manuscripts contain the word them in verse 24. Believers are to rescue other believers from ungodly living. The bottom line and the practical spiritual lesson for all of us is that we as believers in Jesus Christ should contend for the faith by remembering ungodly people will come, and keeping ourselves in the love of God and rescuing others. Remember, Jude is the book of false teachers.